This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
My role is to be a great teammate, help us win games, and get us back to the Super Bowl. I think there's no in between, what they expect or what your role is. Your role is just be a great teammate and let the chips fall in, and you just do your job.
A ride with the whatever, Chauncey Gardner Johnson. C.J. Johnson, Gardner Johnson, whatever, too many names. But whatever, he's back, and he spoke yesterday. Somebody prepped him really, really, really well. Because he's, first of all, he's tough in the secondary. I mean, I like what he brings to the Eagles secondary, whether it be slot corner or safety, whatever it is. He brings a toughness there. He was a little crazy when he left. He's probably still a little crazy, but he was prepped very well to say that he said all the right things. I don't think he said anything that of the, you know, kind of even close to what he said before, but he's a good teammate. I guess people questioned that. I didn't guess. I mean, people questioned that before. But he obviously didn't like Detroit. He went there because he was mad at the Eagles because they didn't give him the contract that he wanted. But all those things have changed. And Detroit, I mean, he didn't get much of an offer anywhere. But there's no question he's likely better off here. But good teammate. He's going to wear number 8 for Kobe. Everybody wants to be Kobe. Nobody's going to be Kobe. Kobe is in the top 5 all-time of players in the NBA, way ahead of LeBron James. But just because you wear the number doesn't mean you're Kobe. Play hard, and that's what people want you to do. But it was a big week. That's, you know, obviously a big topic of what we are going to talk about today is the Eagles this week. A lot of free agent signings. Can't get everybody you want, but they got a lot of people, a lot of players that they wanted. And, I mean, that's a good thing for the Eagles. They get a backup quarterback. And, you know, thinking about it, I'm not a Justin Fields fan. And I think he probably has more of a desire right now to be a starting quarterback. And I don't know, and he's got less left on his contract. I don't know that that was, from what I've been told, that wasn't a big target for the Eagles. You know, there is a report, there's something that came out on ESPN, and they just kind of throw it out there. And it's almost an understood. The Eagles checked in on Justin Fields. Well, you always make the calls before you make the deal. And the deal for Kenny Pickett was obviously going to be much better than any deal for Justin Fields. The good thing about Kenny Pickett, he's under contract for two more years, so you don't have to go out and find another backup quarterback. Two more years, and then he's got an option year, and you could have that. Now, is Kenny Pickett going to want to be a backup the rest of his career? Probably not. But the fact that he's from the area, they're getting all these guys from the area. But again, it's not a big deal. If Jalen Hurts is not back to, I think I probably should say close to what he was in that Super Bowl year. Doesn't have to be all the way back to be good, but because he was very good that year. If he's not close to that, where he's not even at least made strong progress to get back to that level, then the Eagles have issues anyway. And I don't think Kenny Pickett is going to take you to a Super Bowl. But as a backup quarterback, he's fine, and he's probably better than Justin Fields, who will be unhappy that he's a backup. And again, I'm not a Justin Fields fan. I don't know that I'm in love with Kenny Pickett as a starting quarterback either. But as a backup quarterback, he's fine, and they're probably better off with Kenny Pickett. But there's a lot of things the Eagles do, did this week. Not do, but they do, and they did. But when you look at it, are they a better team? I think we know the answer to that. You know, any additions are a better team. So they are a better team. I don't know how many people think they're a better team. There's probably still some questions out there. But are they a better team? I think the real question is, right, how much better are they? After they signed Saquon Barkley, people started talking about Super Bowl again. And that's great that you can talk about it. But there's a lot more that they have to do before they get to a Super Bowl level. And obviously there's more they have to do on defense. I mean, they signed a defensive lineman. He got 9 picks in the draft, so there's going to be somebody in the draft that they hope, maybe more than one, that they hope helps them. I'm not comfortable at one of the corner spots with Bradbury. So you know they're going to address that. And all these people that are looking at what they're going to be, it really is only March 16th. So they've got plenty. The Eagles have plenty of time to deal with that and be better in the areas that they have to be better in, and they have to be better defensively. Now they've got a new defensive coordinator, which obviously will help. So there's some things that they've got to do. What kind of defense are they going to play? I was a little surprised that they brought Josh Sweat back, but I guess with a restructured contract, his value is not bad with a restructured contract. You just need him to be solid for many of the 17 games. Not all of them, but many of them. It seems like he gets lost in half a season. But no question he's talented. Reddick is going to be kind of interesting because I just don't think he's going to get the money that he wants from another team. And why would another team trade for him if he's going to be unhappy with not getting a new contract? I'd like to see him stay. I mean, there's no question he can help the Eagles. But how much better? One of the questions this morning is how much better are the Eagles right now than they were last year? C.J. Gardner makes him better. C.J. Gardner-Johnson. I'm just going to say Gardner-Johnson. You know what I mean? It's easier than saying C.J.G.J. Gardner-Johnson. But he's, I'm telling you, he looked like he's ready to roll. We'll see what happens. You know, and he kind of went back on how he ripped the fans. Everybody rips the fans when they're mad in Philadelphia. All right, the Phillies, do they play today or tonight? They played a night game last night. Like, a night game. I'm going to check and see what time they play. But whatever. We're less than two. Okay, they're playing this afternoon against the Marlins. Yeah, I see it. 110 against the Marlins. But here's the deal with the Phillies. They're less than 2 weeks away from the start of the season. March 28th. I can't wait till baseball starts in February. Going to be able to squeeze all those games in and get the playoffs done before November. But the Phillies are less than 2 weeks away. And they are a good team. There's no question they're a good team. And we'll talk about that this morning, if you want to talk about that. 2 weeks away, and Rob Thompson still has Kyle Schwarber. I don't think there's any question. When the season opens, Kyle Schwarber will be the leadoff hitter. And I'm clearly not in favor of Kyle Schwarber being the leadoff hitter. And I know people get carried. Here's what people do. They get carried away with spring training numbers. On a positive note, Scott Kingery's tearing it up in spring training. Scott Kingery has no chance of making this team unless 24 players get hurt. It's ridiculous. You know, these spring training numbers mean nothing. However, I know Kyle Schwarber wants to kind of get, you know, better than he was with getting base hits. Kyle Schwarber is hitting 111. He's hitting 111. In 27 at-bats, he's got 12 strikeouts, but they don't care about strikeouts. He's just not a leadoff hitter. I'm so sick and tired of this leadoff nonsense. Oh, his on-base percentage, he walks. His on-base percentage is not good enough for a leadoff hitter. The reality is it's not good enough. There's no question it's not good enough for a leadoff hitter. It is not. There's a point where Rob Thompson's got it. It's got to bite the bullet. Stop with the analytics. Stop with the nonsense. Kyle Schwarber's a terrific guy. And he wants to hit leadoff, but I don't think he'd create a problem if he didn't lead off. Should be in the five hole. He'll still get fastballs. You get speed at the top. There's just so many things that are better with somebody else leading off. Again, I'm still sticking with Stott Turner. Stott Turner, Harper, the first three. You go lefty, righty, lefty. So that's why I don't think you can lead off Turner, because then if you put Stott second, then you gotta have a righty second based on what they want to do with lefty, righty, lefty, righty. Schwarber is not their leadoff hitter. So we'll talk about that today. Sixers, really, who cares? really, does anybody care about the Sixers? They are so irrelevant. Whether Embiid comes back, and I still question whether he's going to be back for the playoffs. They pushed it back to April. Can you imagine him getting ready in 1 week? Don't think so. But whatever, nobody cares about the Sixers. All right, our question today to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, and I think everybody that was out at McGurk's on Wednesday for our Birds Town Hall had a great day. They realized the food is terrific. The atmosphere is great. It's a really, really nice, nice place. This was at the Horsham location, but all their locations are great. Fort Washington, Lionville, another one soon to come. All right, so here's why the question's a little different. But there's a lot of options and answers, and it's more of an opinion thing. Tomorrow, Kyle Quinn, the dope that he is trying to help out. He still can't change the fact that he's a dope. And he will be in the dunk tank at the Flyers Carnival at the Wells Fargo Center. Gates open at 10:30, and the carnival starts at 11. And that used to be a really, really big thing when the Flyers, when a lot of people cared about the Flyers. And they're playing well for what people thought they would do. I give him credit for that, no question. So he's going in the dunk tank. But here's my question. The person you would most like to see in the dunk tank. You know, anybody in sports could be people from WIP, managers, general managers, players, somebody, just one person, and I'm sure we'll have a great list of that person you would like to see go in a dunk tank. Some of them you don't want to see come up, but that's another story. All right, let's take care of some calls here before we take care of some business. All right, let's go to John. John, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Howard, I agree with you. The Eagles are better. I don't know how much better they are, and obviously we can still get better.
But yeah, it's still March 16th. It's March 16th.
Yeah, we definitely have time. So, I mean, with that being said, like the addition of Barkley, and even though it's a minor pickup of Parker, you kind of setting Jalen Hurts up to succeed now. Like you said, he needs to definitely get better next year. He has to have a better year than he had last year. But I think this is an all-in for the offense this year to see what he can actually do, because now he really has formidable weapons at every position.
Well, yeah, and their offensive line will still be good. Without Jason Kelce, it won't be as good as last year. And I'm still – everybody thinks that Cam Jurgens is going to move over to center. I think they're going to have a lot of work. Jeff Stoutland's going to have a lot of work and a lot of seeing in the preseason games. I don't know how much the offensive line will play, the players will play. We'll see who will be center. And they picked up a player they think could play center. Landon Dickerson is obviously very good at guard and signed a big contract. And the Eagles center is probably worth more than the guard, but he can play center. He won the college award for the best center in college football when he was at Alabama. But for what they do, I don't know, but I don't think it's locked in that it's Cam Jurgens. But whatever the case, they do have two really good wide receivers. They have a really good tight end. They'll get another tight end, but Goddard is still your main guy. And Saquon Barkley is going to be more than – I think that's why they spent the money on him, because he's going to be more than just the running back. He's going to catch passes, and that's important, and the Eagles like to do that. They like to use the back to catch passes, and he's a good receiver. I wouldn't be surprised. He's third-leading receiver on the team this season. But it all comes down to the quarterback. No question comes down to the quarterback. And I think they're trying to do everything they can to get Jalen Hurts back to where they think, they want him to be and they think he should be. Yep, no question.
No, absolutely. And the most surprising move this week was, I guess for me, the fact that Sweat was saying his goodbyes and now he's back. So I'm assuming, as a fan, that Reddick's probably going to be moved. I mean, I would think.
Yeah, I'd rather see him than Swift, than Sweat. But yeah, it's just if he's going to be unhappy. But I don't know what team's going to pay him what he wants. I don't know what team's going to pay him what he wants. And so,
you think with Reddick, it's kind of the same situation as Gardner Johnson last year? Go out and feel what you're worth, and he's not going to be able to get it. He's going to wind up having to come back.
Well, yeah, but he's under contract for a year. Gardner Johnson was a free agent. So
there's
a difference.
But, I mean, in essence,
they already told him he can go out. They already told his agent go out and see what you're worth, and apparently they haven't found anything yet. All right, the person you would most like to see in the dunk tank.
I got to go with Daryl Morey. I mean, I would love to be able to put him down.
Yeah, I like to see him stay down there too. So the Sixers have somebody that knows what they're doing to run a basketball franchise. When you look at Daryl Morey, he has done absolutely nothing to improve this basketball team since he came here. Nothing.
No, he's actually made it worse.
You can't, and I appreciate the call. Thanks for the call, John. Nothing. When you really break it down, okay, they lost Embiid. There's no question Embiid's very talented. I don't think he's a winner, and I don't think they're going to win a championship with Embiid. But that's not the point is, you can't be in a position when you lose a player to be this bad. That just shows you how bad a job that he's done. All they have is Maxey. It's a joke. It is a joke. All right, let me give you the numbers, and I know you already have them, but that's why it's the first time I'm going to give you the numbers. 215-592-9494. A lot to talk about this morning. The Eagles, how much better are they? We know they're better. Are you okay with the free agent signings? Kyle Schwarber cannot be the leadoff hitter. And he will be on opening day on March 28th, but that's not, it's not the right thing, but it's all right. I mean, it's just, it's not good enough. And you have the question, and I again, the Sixers are irrelevant. The question, since the Flyers have somebody from WIP, a dope, but nonetheless, in the dunk tank to help at their carnival tomorrow, the person you would most like to see in a dunk tank to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. I'm Howard Eskin here on a Saturday morning. The time now is 8:19, and you wake up. Usually you're hungry when you wake up. I know it's like most of us. I've got some butterscotch crimpets sitting by my side. So tasty cake snacks are good anytime. They're certainly good in the morning. That's just one of them. Then you got the pecan swirls, the dipping sticks. I really like them. A lot of people want to dip them in their coffee. You want to dip something in your coffee. I don't really care. I like them either way. But I like them just straight up. Delicious. Anyway, good way to start the morning. Then you got the powdered mini donuts. You know, I passed by the tasty cake rack display that we have at WIP. And there's so many great, great, great items to choose from. Wherever you're headed in Philly, guaranteed you'll want some candy cakes for the road, maybe crimpets for the road, whatever, no matter what or when. Tasty cake, it is so good any time of the day. Every time. Tasty cake, except no substitutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
94 WIP on a Saturday morning. Weather's been kind of nice, so hopefully. Hopefully, the weather stays nice. On a Saturday, I think we're supposed to have some kind of rain over the next couple of days, but we're not going to worry about that. It's just move on. All right, let's go back to the phones and let's. Who's next? That's Matthew. Matthew, next. You're on WIP.
Yeah, what's up, Howard?
You tell me.
Yo, before I extend my Saquon comments, I just got to correct you on one thing. It's not nothing big, but I know how you like to put out right information, and this is the right information. Okay. I'm going to tell you. Remember when you said, you know, we signed Saquon and we let DeAndre Swift go and we'll get a comp pick for Swift? That's not accurate, just because the formula is if you bring in more free agents than you lose, you don't get comp picks. And then if you bring in a guy at a position like DeAndre Swift and Saquon Barkley, obviously the same position.
They've done that every year, and they've gotten comp picks for it.
No, but listen,
well,
Howard,
you know what? We won't know. All right, let's not debate that. Let's not debate that. All right.
No.
Who would you rather have? This is the question.
Who would you rather have? Howard, I'd rather have Saquon, but this is my point. I'm just trying to say so you don't say it again because it's wrong information.
Well, we don't know.
Listen, Howard. Okay. If you bring in a guy at the same position who makes more money than the guy you lost, you don't get a comp pick. So if just because we lost Swift, we're not getting a comp pick because we brought in Barkley who makes more money. That's all I'm saying.
They will get comp picks at the end of the year.
Well, I don't think so because they're bringing in more free agents than they're losing. That's how comp picks work. It's not if that was the case, we'd have 40 rounds of the draft.
No, wait a minute. But people are going to get comp picks. I mean, that's what the NFL does. It doesn't matter. They just add picks. It does, and the NFL would rather have more players drafted than not signed.
I know, Howard, but I just want you to get the right information out there.
Let's not debate. You've wasted all this time. What would you like to talk about?
Saquon. Now, listen, even though I don't necessarily agree with it, it's not that I'm mad at
What don't you agree with Saquon?
Just because it's this money he could have spent on the defense, which is much more needed. And like I said before, you said it, you can shake a tree and find a good running back. I mean, listen,
thing. They have signed players on defense. All right, they signed a defensive lineman in free agency. They've signed Gardner Johnson in free agency. So they've added two players. You can't build a team with just free agents. You cannot do that. Need the draft.
And that goes back. I don't trust Howie to draft defensive. When was the last defensive back that we drafted that was good, Howard? Think about it. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not ready. I don't know about Sidney Brown yet, and he's going to be out the beginning of the season, but because he had the injury. But I don't know about Sidney Brown.
Corner. When's the last corner we drafted that's been any good? Seriously, you got to go back to.
They didn't need a corner.
Bobby Taylor and them dudes.
Yeah, but they didn't need a corner.
They needed Howard. Did you see Slay and Bradbury last year?
Well, you know what? Let me go back on that. I don't know about Ringo yet.
I don't think Ringo's that good. I saw him.
Well, yeah, but you don't know that yet.
But I saw him against the good competition.
Do you know whether Ringo's good yet?
I don't know for a fact, but I saw him against good competition when they played Dallas, and he got roasted. He was getting destroyed. And now he looked good against Drew Locke and some other lower-level quarterbacks. But when they played top quarterbacks,
Ringo
he didn't play that
was
good.
A rookie. Ringo was a rookie. They think he has a chance to be a starter.
And maybe he does, but he's a slam dunk. Right. I don't think
they signed players to help them. They will draft players. I would think that they're going to draft a corner. Could be the first round, could be later. They will draft a corner. To say, when's the last time they drafted a corner? Well, apparently they didn't need them when those players came along in the draft.
Right, because they got them in free agency, which is what I thought they would have did this time. But, whatever. We'll see. I'm not mad at the acquisitions, but I just thought it was a better allocation of resources to go get a corner and build a defense.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to figure out your resume. Which team did you work for?
Okay, Howard, come on. We all got opinions. Come on now.
Okay, well, that's exactly what it is. You know what opinions are like? Bend over.
All right. But here's the fact. We haven't drafted a good
You know what opinions are like. You
hey,
know what opinions are like.
Howard, but we haven't drafted
Do you
a corner.
Know what opinions are like?
Come on right. now.
All right.
Telling you.
All right. Who would you like to see in the dunk tank beside yourself?
Yeah, okay, listen, this is off the beaten path. But Kyle Filipowski, you know who that is?
Who?
Kyle Filipowski, the dude from Duke, the good player from Duke. Remember, he was the guy that when they court stormed, he tripped the kid and he got hurt in the process.
Oh, that's too.
But now, this game this week, he was tripping one of the opposing players and it just falls in the line of Duke players who like tripping people. Like, remember Grayson Allen? Okay. I'm just saying, they're just Duke punks. I don't like them.
All right. Well, that's not going to win. I can tell you that right now. All right. Have a great day. He's got it all figured out. He's put him in the front office. I should have gotten his number to give it to Howie Roseman. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on WIP.
Thanks, Howard, for your time. I'm going to kind of ask you, and I respect your opinion. I'd like you to name one or at least two thoughts that you've had that when you look back on after the fact, it surprised you. Not that you were totally wrong, because you usually have something to say at the appropriate time.
Let me just clarify the question. You would like to see me
name two scenarios where you came up with an opinion, but in retrospect, I'm not going to say you said you were wrong, but you said it did surprise me in a million years. I never would have thought it would have turned around that way, and, you know, it went the other way.
You know what? I'm not sure. I didn't like, you know, Jake Arrieta comes up in my thoughts because Scott Boras is he's so terrible for baseball. And
right.
I didn't like Jake Arrieta because he started to decline, and the Phillies were wrong, but they were right when it comes to Scott Boras. So I'm trying to think. I was right. Right about him. It's just, you know, like, why did you need him?
Right.
And I'm trying to think if there was a player that I wanted that they got that was a stiff. I can't think of it. If you can think of it, we'll address it. I can't think of anything.
Okay.
You know, because my opinions in many cases are based on people I talk to, and I've got professional opinions in that sport. I'm right about Daryl Morey, 100%. He's a fraud.
I agree. Yeah.
Okay.
The Doc Rivers, too. Obviously.
Yeah, I was right about Glenn Rivers. I was right about him.
Glenn, yeah.
Glenn Rivers. You know, so I'm trying to think. I'm not right about everything, but I'm right a lot because I base it on, obviously, good opinions and talking to people that understand, and I've talked to people within teams. It's just, I don't know if you have one, we can address it, but I can't
think
of
it. Well, I would like to, and I guess this will tie into the dunk tank question.
Go ahead.
And I know, I see your point, and I agree with you, 80-90% of it, but recently I have to switch over and drop this guy in the dunk tank because he left in the last 2-3 recruiting seasons for Villanova. I believe Jay Wright left the cupboard bare.
Now, I don't agree with that because the players leave. If you're a good – here's the problem. There's so many problems in college sports. First of all, paying the players, and it's a free-for-all. It's a joke, and it's players are free agents every year, and they just jump around, and they're going to go where they're going to get more money. It's just a disgraceful, awful, horrible situation for college sports. So now Villanova, and then if you have a really good player, which Jay Wright has recruited a lot of good players, he's won national championships, they leave after 1 year or leave
Correct.
After 2 years. Okay,
Correct.
So I don't know I don't know what players left, and I don't know what players, when Jay left, wouldn't come in. I don't know that he left the cupboard bare, but, and I'll say this about Villanova. First of all, the one thing I don't like about Villanova is an $85,000 tuition each year. That's insulting, disgraceful, and it's harmful for students that you're trying to, the next America, are the students that learn now, and who can afford $85,000? How many people can afford $85,000 without getting buried at the end of that with your loans? But that's my issue with. That's why I'm so proud to be getting a doctorate from a college that charges under $15,000 a year because they use their endowment money to help pay for the education, which these other colleges have billions of dollars in endowment money and don't use a penny of it. It's disgraceful.
Correct. Correct. So if I may ask this.
So I'm just trying to think. I'm just trying to think who was here and who wasn't.
And well, right now, I mean, I get it. He recruited Arch. What the hell? The one guard's kid brother.
Did he leave? Did he leave?
Well, he's the number 11 guy on that team now.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't even get playing time. And then Eric Dixon was a local from Coatesville, a decent ball player, but not a true blue chipper.
Well, I'm told by my producer, he's from Abington. Justin told me he's from Abington. But whatever the case. All right, so here's the thing. So I don't agree with you on Jay Wright because it's hard. And I don't think Villanova has, you know, you're not, the college isn't supposed to, or the university, college, whatever, is not supposed to pay him. But they find ways to do that. But I don't think Villanova can pay the kind of money that a lot of these other schools can pay for good players.
Well, I've heard.
Yeah, so I don't agree with that. I mean,
well,
Jay's
okay,
that. Let's break it down to its simplest form too. Jay Wright's a better coach than I'm not going to. I mean, Neptune is.
Yeah,
I don't know whether he's going to done a good job or a bad job with the players that they have. But Jay Wright's obviously a better coach. I mean,
correct.
Let's be real. Okay.
And yet. So in closing, Howard. Did you see the interview with Luke Saban lately about
Nick Saban?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, in reference to what his future is with college football, he's trying to come up with some type of NIL balance for these students.
Yeah, well, because it was time for him to go. You know what? He's angry that he's not getting the best players all the time because they're going somewhere else because they're getting paid more. So. You know, I'm not a Nick Saban fan. I think he's ruined the mentality, or has hurt the mentality of Jalen Hurts, and his fear of people and the media and all those kind of things. But you do have to straighten something out with this NIL. It's a disgrace.
Absolutely.
It is an absolute disgrace, and it's awful for college sports. Awful.
So who's the player you want in the dunk tank?
Who's the person?
I'll change my answer to your son.
Why is that?
Why? Because he doesn't respect your years of experience, and he always debates you, Howard.
Okay. All right. Well
that's a good
one. You know what? Maybe he'll win. Maybe he'll win. All right. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Have a great weekend. I never thought about that. Yeah, it's probably. See, and I didn't say that. I didn't say that. It wasn't me. I didn't put him in a dunk tank. The dunk tank. Maybe he'll walk down there tomorrow and volunteer to be in the dunk tank. All right, 215-592-9494. It's an interesting question. Who would you like to see in the dunk tank? It just, you know, Kyle Quinn, who's going in it tomorrow, he's not the number one guy I can think of. There's so many. We could just go one after the other. Boy, it's good. All right, we'll get back to the phones, and we'll deal with, you know, it's interesting. The Phillies start in less than 2 weeks, and people still, obviously, the Eagles are 24-7, 12 months a year. But we'll deal, I'm sure, with a little bit of the Phillies. I'm Howard Eskin. The time is now.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It is WIP on a Saturday, and Saturdays are always good because we can kind of go over all the wonderful things that had happened during the week. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they suck, but today it won't be as warm as yesterday, but it'll be good because we have no rain that I can see for today. So that's a good thing. All right, let's go back to the phones and let's go to Scott. Scott, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Morning.
Good morning. So first, let me say I agree with you in that I would not have Schwarber lead off. But I have to be honest, the more I delve into the stats and the longer we go here and the more that Topper's committed to him, the more I'm starting to come around to it. And there's
a few
stats.
Why would you do that?
Well, I'm going to tell you why. you know, the argument that he clogs up the bases, to that, my question to you would be, how could he score 108 runs if he clogs up the bases in 585 at-bats?
Because you have all the hitters behind him. It doesn't – and where were they in stolen bases this year? I mean, I think Turner probably had the lowest of his career, all right? He had the lowest of his career. The fact that Stott led him in stolen bases. Stott could steal so many more if he's put in the right position. To have your two best – speed guys at the top, and Stott, and I remember I wasn't the only one that was speaking to him, he talked about working on getting more walks, but he does work a pitcher. That's the good thing. He works a pitcher. For a leadoff hitter, if you have a player that works a pitcher 8 to 10 pitches in the first batter of the game, that's pretty good. And he's got speed. And then you got Turner. I know they don't hit and run anymore in baseball. It's disgraceful. But still, you could steal bases. If both of them get on, you could have, even with Harper up, you could have double steals. If they both get on and they start an inning and you're saying, well, if they double steal, then they're going to walk Harper. You're going to load the bases. You're not going to load the bases.
Howard, I agree with you that speed kills, and that's how I was raised in baseball, and that's why I would have Turner and Stott at the top.
I would have Stott and Turner so they can keep their lefty-righty nonsense going, too.
Right. Stott and Turner. Right, to keep the right-lefty thing correct. Yeah. But I just can't, you know, a .343 on-base percentage, they got a 25-game above .500 record with him there. He scored 108 runs and 585 at-bats. That's not cogging bases. These are just facts.
You're talking about one thing. We've addressed the stolen base situation, right? Okay.
Yes.
And you're talking about one thing clogging. He does clog the bases if there's guys behind him with speed, but they don't.
They didn't really have
those guys behind him before. They had Turner, and that was it. But here's a stat you just ignored.
Tell me.
When he had he has the all-time in the history of 100-plus years of baseball, the only player with 46 or more home runs and 94 RBIs. That's the worst RBI total in the history of the game of baseball. And if you're going to hit that many home runs, don't you need more RBIs?
I agree with that, and that's, of course, why I would have him more likely down in the order, you know, probably in the
five or six slot.
No, I can't. Listen, I have been strong with having the speed at the top, but
I don't want to hear about how many games over 500 they are with him at the top.
It's a fact. You can't deny it.
You can't deny it, but you could have that with any of those players. This team is a good baseball team.
Let me finish.
They're a good baseball team with good pitching. Yeah. They have a lot of good hitters, and they will have the same or better record without – I'm so tired of hearing, look how many wins we had. Let me just refresh my memory here. How many of those things worked in the playoffs? Am I missing something?
Nope. No, you're not. We came up short in the playoffs.
Because you're going to hit less home runs.
There's no question about that.
You're going to hit less home runs in the playoffs. You're going to get better pitching, so you're going to have less walks. Don't you need to do what Arizona did to stick it up the Phillies' rear end? And they ran around the bases, and they generated runs with speed. When you're not hitting home runs, and the pitching's better, so you're not going to walk as much, you're not going to hit home runs, you need to find ways to generate runs.
I agree with you. The idea of small ball with speed at the top is
It's not about the regular season anymore. It's about the playoffs. I mean, we know that, right? The Phillies are going to make the playoffs, right?
Yes, I agree. Okay. The Phillies are going to make the playoffs.
There's no question they're going to make the playoffs unless there's a total collapse, and that's not going to happen. So they're going to make – so it's what they do in the playoffs. It's about a world – at this point, it's about a World Series. All right, we can debate this for a while, but Schwarber should not lead off. Who is the person you'd like to most see in the dunk tank?
Well, for me, I'm going to put – Chris Sims in the dunk tank for so many different reasons. He deserves to be there. He's just so obnoxious. And
I'll pass that along. I'm going to send him a text today and I tell him my question and tell him that they wanted you in the
dunk tank. Tell him he's my first and I'd love to come dunk him.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Howard.
All right. Have a great day. All right. Let's go to Neil. Neil, you're on WIP.
Howard, good morning. Before I make my Eagle comment, it's kind of a comment question. I just want to commend you. I was driving home about a month ago from work. It was a Friday afternoon, and I had on 560 a.m. And your interview, I forget the name of the guy's show, but your interview with him where I didn't know that you kind of learned under Jim O'Brien, but that interview was excellent, and I just wanted to commend
you. Heard an interview with me on – what are the call letters? It used to be WFIL. What are they now?
I listen to WFIL a lot. I like Christian radio.
Oh, okay.
They played an interview with you, and you were talking about your days with Jim O'Brien and George Michael.
Wow.
It was great. I mean, who was that guy that interviewed you?
I have no idea. I have no idea because I've obviously done it a long time ago. I will say this, and there's a lot of people out there that probably don't remember Jim O'Brien, may not remember George Michael. Jim O'Brien and those two guys are the biggest reason, but Jim O'Brien, number one, the biggest reason that I've had success in this business because he guided me. He pushed me when I didn't want to go into television because I didn't think I was ready. He helped me. The biggest reason that I've had the success I've had today, and George Michael I worked with too and did a segment on his national television show. It's just those two guys, it's just it's amazing. I'd like to hear the interview.
It was great.
If you have any contact with those people, and I don't know who it is, or the people from that station, not those people, the people from that station, I'd love to find out where they got the interview.
I'll find out. The guy has a daily show. I think it's 4:30 p.m. every weekday on WFIL. I'll get his name, and then do you want me to email you or?
You know what? You can go to my website, howardeskin.com, and send the email there, and I get all the stuff that comes through there. All right?
Okay. All right. And
then what else did you want to talk about?
It's kind of
fascinating.
Before I get to my Eagle comment. The first time I ever listened to you, I was in sixth grade going down to a Sixers Celtic playoff game. And my grandfather, who had an affinity for mispronouncing names, you were on DB at the time. He said, Neil, you have to listen to this guy Erskine. And I was 12 years old. We headed down to the Sixers playoff game when they were relevant. And it's been over 40 years, probably five or six different stations since I've been listening to you. And
I did talk radio at an FM station before WIP. Then I went into TV and did part-time talk radio. And then I started in 1986. I did the first sports talk show on WIP because the general manager at that time, a guy named Mike Craven, wanted to make it a sports station. So he said, would you do that? And I was doing the 10 o'clock news at that time. I just started there. I said, sure.
A hell of a run, my friend.
Yeah, well, I'm not done yet.
I'm not even insinuating that you are.
No, I know,
but there's a lot of stuff that I've been seeing about. I know Sean Payton has been trying to get the Broncos under the cap, Russell Wilson, Justin Simmons. Is there any legitimacy that you could see that the Eagles would move a first-round pick for Patrick Surtain Jr., knowing that the Eagles still kind of need
I'll say this. I mean, would you like to have him? I'm sure. Would you like to have him for a first-round pick? Not a chance. They're not going to give up a first-round pick. I just can't see it happening. And like Sean Payton, and he's right about Russell Wilson. I think Russell Wilson is a flat-out stiff, and he's done. But that's another story. All right, who would you like to see in the dunk tank?
Taylor Swift.
Why would you want to put her in the dunk tank?
Because I think she's average. I'm a huge music fan.
She's the best entertainer in the world today. Come on.
Yeah, but it's over. It's overkill.
Here's what I'm going to say. If this Travis Kelce nonsense, and I call it nonsense, because it takes away, I think the Swifties might jump, and I'm a Swiftie, it might jump in, but it's too much already. Every entertainment show, everyone starts with this. Taylor Swift is amazing. I love her energy. I love her talent. She's the best entertainer in America. But I don't need all this other stuff. If I'm a Swiftie, I just want to be a Swiftie. All right?
I don't think she's the best entertainer in America, Howard.
America,
I
look in the world. Like, how about in the world?
Well, if Taylor Swift is the bar, then we have to raise the bar, my friend.
No, we're going to disagree on that.
And, okay.
You know, it's just, but whatever. But I really all do right. appreciate the call. And if you can find that interview, I can't believe things get dug up. I mean, that's wow. But I'd love those two guys, Jim O'Brien and George Michael. Loved them. Thanks for the call, Neil. Taylor, that's not going to win. I'd love to. Taylor's, I don't like all the nonsense around it, but she is the best entertainer in the world today. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the phones. We're going to deal. We'll hear more from Gardner Johnson. You know, he's going to be a good guy now. At least he says so. The time now is 8:57, and one of the best things about Tasty Cake, one of the best, is you can enjoy them anytime, anywhere. Like right now. You want to grab, I think after the show, I'm going to have my butterscotch crimpets, which I have beside me. I don't want to eat them during the show. I want to save them. You can also have the dipping sticks. Use them, and they're called dipping sticks because they're good for dipping in coffee. But I like them. I like them just plain. I don't really dip anything in my coffee, but the dipping sticks are terrific without. Who doesn't love candy cakes after dinner? Who doesn't love candy cakes anytime? What do you mean? It doesn't have to be after dinner. Peanut butter. My favorite is peanut butter. And for work or school, just makes sense. What kid wouldn't be all smiles with the pecan swirls? Even in the car. In traffic, you could pick any one of those Tasty Cake products. Any one. The crimpets are really good. I like the butterscotch. I like the jelly too, but I like the butterscotch. Tasty Cake, delicious anytime, anywhere. Grab your favorite Tasty Cake treats today. 94 WIP, hour number two. A lot of Eagles activity this week. A lot of good stuff for the Eagles. I'm sure they still have a lot of work to do. But they are a better team. How much better? People have differences of opinions. Gardner Johnson coming in as, he's going to be a team guy. I'm telling you, they probably spent weeks, in which they're technically not allowed to, but they spent a lot of time prepping him on what to say and what not to say, I am sure. Phillies played this afternoon, less than 2 weeks away from the start of the season, and unfortunately, Kyle Schwarber's the leadoff hitter, which is not the way I would like it. And our question today, I don't think it's in honor, but the Flyers have their carnival tomorrow at the Wells Fargo Center, and there's a dunk tank, and Kyle Quinn, I guess they went down and nobody else would do it, so he decided that, what the heck, he's a dope anyway. He's going in the dunk tank. But the question today for the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, which you will love, the person you would most like to see go into the dunk tank. There's a lot of choices. One of them coming up right now, and that would be Lamont. A dope. What's happening?
Hey. Good morning, Mr. Eskin. But first of all, let me say congratulations to you on your doctorate.
Yeah, Goldie Beacom College, and it will happen on May 3rd.
Congratulations.
And I'll be the commencement speaker, and at that time I will be, you can either call me Dr. Eskin,
or
King PhD.
Dr. Eskin, that's what it is.
King PhD is pretty good.
Hey, Eskin, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why is your boy, Howie Roseman, bringing these rethreads to Philly? I don't understand.
I'm not even going to answer that question.
No. Why
are they better? Are they better than what they had?
Hey, listen. I think Shane.
I asked you a question. It was a simple question. Yes. The answer is yes.
What? No, it's not. They're not better. No. Okay. Not at all.
Okay, you're a Cowboys fan. What have the Cowboys done?
No, we didn't do nothing, Howard. We didn't do nothing. Jerry's holding all the money. I don't know. I don't know why, but that's what he wants to do.
You're going
to
cry.
He thinks he got a ready-go team now, so he's the owner.
Yeah, he's got a ready-to-go
team. Let him do what he
got
to do.
Yeah, he's all in.
But, listen, Howie Roseman got to go on that tank, Howie, for the dunk, because he's not pulling.
Okay, that ain't going to win. Lamont,
it's unbelievable.
Why do you waste my time with stupidity?
No, I have to call you out because
on top of stupidity.
No one don't want to say the name. Howie Roseman did a bad job, and he did.
No, he didn't do a bad job. All right. I
how long you think that running back
I've had enough
last,
of this.
Howie.
I've had enough of this. All right, let me move on. You never bring anything to the table. One of these weeks, you might surprise me. Let's go to Bill. Bill, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
It's always a pleasure.
How's things in Glassboro?
Sunny and bright. Okay. Not rainy for a change on a Saturday. I love
it. There you go.
Howard, going back a few callers, I just wanted to kind of correct the record that the gentleman was misportraying. Jay Wright did not leave the cupboard bare. He actually left as classy as he tried to run the program. He actually kept all the commits that he had. I think that they only lost one player that would have been third or fourth off the bench.
Well, that's good. And then, obviously, the coach may be in a little bit of trouble. Kyle Nepkin may be in a little bit of trouble. It's too bad.
Yeah, he's not quite the caliber of Jay. I'll just
yeah,
be Christian
but it's
about
it's
that.
Hard for them to get with this NIL. You
yep.
know, they can have all the money they think they have out there, but they're not going to get some of the. And Jay never really got the. He got really good players, but never got the top guys. But now you to compete, you've got to do that. You really got to do that. I mean, they played tough the other night against Marquette, but it just they're not good enough. They're not good enough.
Jay was a master of building a team. That's what he was good at.
Yeah. Okay. Now that we've cleared that up, you wanted to talk about the Eagles?
Absolutely. I'm on board with what Howie did in free agency. I really like the moves. I'm a little questioning the Kenny Pickett trade, but at least he's competent and serviceable.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a backup quarterback.
Yep.
You know, when you really break it down, think about that. It's a backup quarterback.
He definitely could come in for a game or two if needed and not embarrass himself like some of our past backup quarterbacks have.
Yeah, and it's okay. And they didn't really give up. They gave up really a seven. You know, they flip-flop picks, which it's 22 picks later. Not a big deal. And they gave up a seventh-round pick next year. Not this year, but next year.
Yeah.
So, it's,
I mean, all in all, it's not horrible. But, Howard, my whole thing right now is I'm looking at the draft. Given what we've done in, you know, free agency, I agree with you. I think there needs to be a focus on cornerback. But I also think that they need to look at getting some depth on the offensive line. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah. Offensive and defensive line, they always address those things. Always address those things. But, yeah, I mean, they've got some players Opetta, and I don't know how good Opetta was. I think, did they release him or he went somewhere else? But,
yeah, he left. He left. Yeah. He's gone.
Yeah. So, but I have no question they're going to address those things. They have a lot of picks. I think they're going to make trades because you can't really, nine picks, you're not going to keep all those players. You're not going to keep them anyway, but it's a lot of picks. So if they can move up and get somebody, I think they're going to do it. All right, the person... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I guess it's all dependent on what's on the board at the time when we
sure.
pick. But
well, that's the way
it always is. Do you lean towards them looking at a cornerback or an O-lineman in the first round?
Who's ever better at that pick?
Yeah.
Whoever they grade better. And you could go either one. Or defensive line. Corner,
that's true.
Offensive line, defensive line. All right.
I agree.
Who would you most like to see go in a dunk tank?
The sports figure I would most love to see in the dunk tank and pay to throw a few balls to dunk him would be that LaFraud James.
LaFraud is there was a poll out there by certain players. He's not even in the top five. And the more I look at it with the players they had there, I wouldn't put him in the top six and maybe the top seven. I mean, it's a joke. He's not even close to Michael Jordan. He's not close to Kobe. He's not Wilt. He's not Bird. We can go right down. He's not
Magic.
Duncan. Magic. It's just LaFraud is. I'm so tired. He's tired. He's wearing me out. It's just he gets involved in so many things. Come on, man. Enough.
Agree.
Retire. All right. Thanks for the call. All right. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're on WIP.
Morning, Howard.
Morning.
Hey, Thompson hasn't committed to starting Schwarber, right?
Not publicly,
off,
but,
right?
But he's going to leave.
Assuming it?
Yeah, I'm assuming it. Yeah, I'm assuming it. He's hitting 111 in spring training leading off. And I know spring training numbers don't mean anything, but come on, man. He's not going to hit 200. I still have fears that he's not going to hit 200 this year. You got to at least hit 200, don't you? I don't care how many times
Well, he pulled it just above 200 last year, right at the end.
No, he was below 200.
I thought he got it right above.
No.
Yeah, it is funny the stats though that go with it. It's kind of confusing.
Well, you know, he walks. It's great. Yeah, knock yourself out. Oh, he hits home runs. Great, and he's got 90 some RBIs, which is disgraceful for all those home runs. Disgraceful.
Well, listen, I
and he's a great guy. He's a great guy, and he'll adjust to somewhere else in the order. He will. He really will.
Of course. I initially wanted to call about Embiid, and
yep.
You know, I know as much as they're not relevant right now, and I'm assuming that you know his recovery is going as normal, or you know.
Well, what is his recovery? Every time you hear from them, and they say that. Hey, listen, as soon as they open their mouth, it's not the truth. So when it comes to his injury,
they haven't clearly told us
what it was other than meniscus, right. but what they did.
I don't think
he's coming back for the playoffs. Now, they keep on backing it up. We'll see. I mean, that's just my opinion.
But don't you think this – I mean, I think – I was about to say, according to you know him recovering according to schedule, but I think it's their schedule. And right now, to me, since we've you know obviously failed these – last few years with the second round, my guess is that they're just going to keep him as fresh as possible and try that strategy.
But he's the kind of guy that's not in shape if he doesn't get out there and play.
But obviously on the upside, you're hoping that behind the scenes he could do as much as
possible.
It's not
the same. It's not the same. It's not the same as playing 30, 35 minutes.
Agreed. But if
here's the reality of the situation. They're so far down. You know, every series will be a road series. They're so far down now. It really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Where are they going? Where are they going other than home?
I agree. They don't have.
You know, and I think he's more concerned right now about playing in the Olympics and being as healthy as he can be for the Olympics. And that's a bad thing. That's my opinion. But he's already said he wants to play for the USA in the Olympics, which he shouldn't play at all. But is he going to kind of make sure that he's totally, totally healthy for the Olympics? And that would mean if he plays in the playoffs, who knows? I question this whole thing. It's
amazing those ticket prices down there with him not in the lineup for the
game. Amazing those ticket prices when he's in the lineup.
I know.
It's out of control. Those playoff ticket prices are a disgrace.
It is.
I don't know how anybody can afford it anymore. It's ridiculous. All right, who is the person you'd most like to see in the dunk tank?
Jerry Jones.
You know what? I think even Cowboys fans, might want to see him in the dunk tank.
I think he'd be the most entertaining.
All right. Hey, I appreciate the call. Thanks. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah.
Take care. All right. Speaking of dunk tank eligible people and morons and dopes, Cowboy Jim, go ahead. What's up today, nitwit?
So we all know you're not going to eat that butterscotch crimpet. We know that. And it's
You know what? I might. Wait a minute. Not I might. I will. Now, will I have all three in the package? Maybe not. Maybe I'll save one or two.
Why don't you take one bite right now? Why don't you take one bite? Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to do it. Only because you asked me to do it. Only because you asked me.
Yeah, it's pecan, not pecan. You and Rhea, it's pecan. Stop saying pecan. Where are you from? Anyway.
Okay, what it is for you is dope.
All right. Jack Fritz should be at the dunk tank. After what he said about Wilt Chamberlain, just putting that in people's minds, it's ridiculous. He should never even have brought that
up.
He's
a dope.
He's a dope. Yeah. All right. Now, let's get this. Another Barkley in Philadelphia. Yeah, just like Charles. He'll put up numbers, but he's surrounded by losers, as usual.
Let's just deal with what you need to deal with. What have the Cowboys done?
Listen, they were
I asked you a question.
I'm telling you. Let me answer. They were decimated at linebacker last year. They brought a safety in to play linebacker. They got a linebacker, Eric Hendricks. They got a linebacker in. They need to get some. They need to get a young running back, a young wide receiver, and they'll be fine. They're going to get Reddick. Reddick will play the other end. Micah Parsons at the other end.
Gonna. Yeah, and they're going to win a playoff game the next time, maybe in the next 25 years.
And they'll be 13-4 next year, and you know guys what you worry barely about? Win seven
the
games.
Fact in your lifetime, they will never win a Super Bowl.
All right,
I guarantee that.
So why? What is it about Justin Fields? So people are saying, like, okay, well, if we bring in Justin Fields, it'll make Jalen play better. Don't you think he already has enough pressure on him?
Well, wait a minute. Fields is it doesn't matter. That was really not their main target.
Well,
they were looking for targets, but he wasn't the main target.
What is it about Justin Fields that's so bad? He seems to have an accurate arm. He's a good running quarterback.
We don't care about Justin Fields.
Well, I do, but anyway.
Why would you care about him? You're not even the Cowboys don't need him. Well, they need a quarterback.
I just wanted more drama in Philadelphia. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Let's get on to the Phillies here. What difference does it make in the lineup? What has really changed with the Phillies? They're not going to play small ball. They're all going to swing for the fences. Their luck is going to run out with the Braves, and they're not going to get past the Dodgers. So what have they done to address the Braves and the Dodgers? They've done nothing. I mean, Aaron Nola
The Braves had a head start on their farm system. And their farm system, their young players are terrific, and the Braves are really, really good. And the Dodgers are really, really good, but the Dodgers bought a lot of those people. But whatever the case may be, they are the third best team in the National League. That doesn't mean they can't get to the World Series. They've got 2 years to do it, I think 2 years. And this year and next year, and I think they have a good chance. But to have you talk about the Phillies is just such a waste of time. You know that, right?
Aaron Nola is the Tobias Harris of the team. He's not. You paid all that money for a pitcher that won't even win 10 games in a season.
I'd ask you who you want in the dunk.
Jack Fritz, the winner.
I'd ask you who you want in the dunk tank, but people want you, and everybody wants to hold you down once you go in.
Have a good day. Bye.
All right. I will have a good day now that you're gone. I will have a better day now that you're gone. 215-592-9494. Let me take another call. Justin, who's next here? I'm trying to look at my Steve. Okay, Steve in Willow Grove. Steve, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
Hi.
Hey, Jim O'Brien, my gosh, what a great guy. That guy
for
was sensational.
That
you're
unbelievable.
You're very fortunate you had that opportunity. Let me tell you.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's the luckiest thing that
he was a wonderful
It's one of
guy.
The luckiest things that's ever happened to me in my life.
Yeah, and you know, if we're going down memory lane with you, I got one for Neil. I'm a little bit older than him, so I don't think he'll remember this one, but I can remember an article in the Daily News of you coming down the steps at the Spectrum ready to jello wrestle. You remember that?
No, it was mud wrestling.
Or mud wrestling. I know you were wrestling. I know you were.
Yeah, there's a picture of me coming out of the mud. It's in one of Pat Williams' books.
Okay.
Of me coming out of the mud after I beat those two professional mud wrestling women.
I understand. Yeah, but I remember the Daily News had the picture of you coming down the steps, you know, entering.
Yeah, right. Well, I have a picture of me with mud all over me, too. Yeah,
nice. Well, hey. What a difference a week makes, huh?
Yeah, and, that's all right. But what did you want to do? That's not what you wanted to talk about.
I know. But Howie, with his staff, how many people does he have, like, working with him to help him do all this stuff? Like,
who?
He has to have Howie Rosen making all these moves.
Oh,
and
they have a lot of people, a lot of scouts, a lot of people in their front office. Yes, yes,
is there
yes.
anyone?
You know,
in
he can't see everybody. And
no,
you know,
no, I know that, but yeah, that's the question: is like, who is? I guess his main.
It doesn't matter who. A lot of the Eagles people under Howie Roseman have gotten jobs in the NFL, bigger jobs, general managers' jobs, have had bigger jobs. Yes. So.
Wow, it's amazing that they're doing what they're doing. Hey, I look at it, this guy, he's just changing with the times, and he's seeing what he has to do.
55% success in the draft is phenomenal. People don't understand that. They want every pick to be a good one. Now, you don't want to make a mistake with a first-round pick. That's where you could the team could kind of fall down when you get the opportunities to get good first-round picks. You don't want to make a mistake.
But hey, with the ceremony, though, is that open to the public? Can we buy tickets to be there when you're there? Or is that just for the –
What's that?
On May 3rd. Your big
fan. Oh, no. It's the graduation for Goldie Beacom College.
Right,
no,
but I mean, it's not open to
I don't know that. I don't know where it's going to be within their campus. But no, it's for the students, their families. You know, I don't think.
All right, well, can you please have your daughter film this for the documentary, please?
Well, you know what? It's going to be. It's going to be stream. It's going to be streamed. I've been told by the college, Goldie Beacom, that they're going to stream it, so you can watch it on the stream.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about the film for your documentary down the road. You know,
we'll save it. We'll save the streaming. It'll be taped on the stream, I'm sure. All right.
All right.
Who's the person you'd most like to see in the dunk tank?
Well, before I get to that, are you going to London this year with the film?
No, I'm not going for a baseball game.
Not going. Okay.
I mean, so you know, it's just I'm not going for a baseball game. I mean, I know people are gonna they'll have fun in London. I've been there quite a few times when the Eagles have gone over there, but no, I'm not going.
Okay. So my take.
Let's just say that if you want to go and enjoy London, there's a lot of things. I saw Prince Harry when I was over there at the time.
Nice.
I don't know if he's still a prince, but it's just. But I saw Harry because I was at Buckingham Palace. He was like 5 feet away from me, driving through into the gates.
Cool. Yeah. Well, maybe you were hanging out with the Queen, a king and a queen, right?
Actually, the Queen, when she was alive, was in Buckingham Palace when I was there.
Nice.
I know.
Nice.
I know. So my
take on the dunk tank is a little bit different.
Go ahead.
I remember my kids' elementary school, the dunk tank, the principal got in it, and he knew all the kids' names, and he was joking with them, and it was fun. It was a fun thing. So I would like to see Jason Kelce in the dunk tank.
No, listen. I'm not going to go there. I don't want to go there because you want to have fun, and he would have fun. But that's great. But we want people that you'd really like to see.
All right, I got another one. I got another one.
Go ahead.
I'm going Ben Simmons. Ben.
Who?
Ben Simmons.
Yeah, he's hurt now, so he can't go in the dunk tank.
Well, it might help him. You know, therapy, water therapy.
All right, see you later. Take care. 215-592-9494. 94. It is WIP. All right, let's on this Saturday morning with no rain. No, how about that? Is that great? No rain. All right, looks like there's some people out there have some interesting things to talk about. Let's go to Bill. Bill, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. Yes, morning. It is going to be a great day today.
Thanks.
So,
for all of us.
Yeah, the Eagles. So far, I like everything they've done in free agency, and yeah, I think they are a better team. Will they be a Super Bowl contender? Well, I think they have to do some more things.
Yeah, I think there's more work ahead, for sure.
And the thing about Jalen Hurts, I have a friend who had the same injury that he got back in the Super Bowl year, and he thinks that Jalen really – one of the reasons why it wasn't as good is he never really recovered from that injury.
What was the injury back in the Super Bowl year?
What was it? One knee?
He's had minor injuries. He hasn't had any major. Yeah.
My friend says it.
Last year was a bone bruise. Everybody, you know, all this speculation he was going to have surgery in the off season. No, it was a bone bruise. You don't have surgery.
You wouldn't necessarily need injury, but he says that limits you more than you realize because he said he had the same type of injury.
Hey, in the end, it's not the injuries, it's him as a quarterback that has to be better. I think we can agree on that. I think
he has to be better. And the other thing is, there's many a time someone comes out and sets the world on fire and then takes a dip back. You know, you see that many careers. A lot of them make a comeback, and some of them don't.
And that's
hopefully
what he's gonna,
he
that's
will.
What he's going to do. Did you want to talk about college basketball as well? What did
You know, I'm a little concerned. I mean, I love the Big Five, but boy,
there's left of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, none of them are going to make the tournament. I watched Villanova in the last couple of games, and you know,
I don't know how Temple's going to, but Temple hasn't lost yet, have they?
No, they haven't.
So if they win their tournament, they'll make their conference tournament. And the same thing, and St. Joe's hasn't lost yet either.
Well, let's hope they do, but you know, that's a big if.
Well, but other than that, nobody's going to make.
Yeah.
All right, who's the person you'd most like to see in the dunk tank?
Well, you gave me the name earlier in the broadcast, Scott Boras.
It's probably not a bad one. Yeah, and never come up. All right. Hey, thanks, Bill. Yeah. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on WIP.
Morning, King.
Yes. Good morning.
You know, I think it was earlier in the week, Sixers had a home-and-home against the Knicks.
Both games were in New York.
Okay, I'm sorry. Now, the first game, the Sixers won.
79 points they scored.
Yeah, I thought that was at the end of the third quarter. And second game, they lost big.
And they scored 79 points again.
Yeah. Now, the thing that annoys me about Embiid, he does not make the players around him better.
Okay, he's not in there right now, and that's something we've talked about before. He does not make the players around him better.
And the team, they can't step up.
Here's the bottom line, Joe. The guy that's running this thing has not done anything to make this team better. Not done anything. Zero. And that's, let's go below zero. So that's the bottom line here. That's why they're irrelevant, because that's the bottom line. And we can go on and on about everything that he's not done and all the mistakes that he's made. He's never done anything anywhere. He's a con man, obviously, in that regard, referring to the fact that he's conned Josh Harrison to give him an extension when he's done nothing. He's just not good enough. All right, who's the person you most like to see in the dunk tank, Joe?
Well, you might need an oversized tank. Now, it could be even people who work at
the
station.
Well, so who is it?
Jolly.
Who?
Jolly.
I don't think that's going to win, but I'll put you in the mix. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Adonis. Adonis, you're on WIP.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
You tell me.
Man, I'm chilling. I was listening to the radio. I heard all these people coming up here. I ain't ordered no Yappuccino this morning. Everybody up in here talking all crazy. You know, you should have a trivia game before you were able to talk on the radio, just to know, see if you know ball or not, you know?
Okay. I'm glad you're laughing at yourself. Oh, okay. Boy, what a moron. Let's go to Gary. Gary, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how you doing?
Never had a bad day in my life, Gary.
So I guess the last few callers confirmed that it is legal now and you can get it everywhere.
You can what?
The pot. Jesus.
Okay. Yeah.
So I wanted to talk about that guy at Penn State. Can we call him just Franklin now instead of Coach Franklin, or is that an insult to the old Sixers mascot?
They will, and I've said this, we are, if you're from Penn State, you can always say, we are, and then, never going to win or even participate in a national championship playoff with James Franklin as the head coach. Never. And all these guys that he tries to recruit out of Philadelphia, Penn State's is a terrific school. But as a football player, you will absolutely go nowhere with James Franklin as the head coach. Loser. A loser and a dope. There's a guy that's really slick. Slick. He conned them into a big contract, and he's conned them in so many different ways. It's a joke. It's a joke. It's a joke.
What did he have to gain by saying that? Like, I don't understand.
Oh, you mean what he said about...
Yeah, about Barkley.
I don't think... I think he just assumed, and I don't think he realized that that would be a violation. I don't think he realized it. I mean, that's how stupid he is.
Didn't the Chiefs, because the Chiefs just got busted for that not too long ago.
But it was last year. I think it was last year.
Yeah.
Listen, a lot of people talked to him. I thought Barkley really cleared it up, and I was watching his body language and talked to a lot. He's got a lot of friends in the area. If Howie Roseman talks to somebody else who talks to him, that's right. Not a violation.
But just put Barkley in it. Like, it just took down like a great moment. What I mean?
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But James Franklin is a terrible coach.
Absolutely.
Who can recruit, but then what does he do with the players he gets?
They can beat Rutgers.
Horrible head coach. Horrible.
They could beat up on them bad teams, but once they play the big teams, it's lights
once
out.
Once they play a real team, and in the fourth quarter, boy, the fourth quarter is not his friend. Is not his friend because he doesn't know what the hell to do in the fourth quarter. What a loser. What a loser. I think he was just stupid. He just didn't realize that that's a violation, and he just threw it out there like he was trying to be cute. Whatever. So who's the person you most like to see go in the dunk tank?
That's my guy, Mr. Franklin.
That's a good one. Somebody, a friend of mine texted me that. And that was, I was waiting for somebody. There's others out there too, but he is a good one. Hey, Gary, thanks for the call.
You got to have a good day, King.
All right, have a great and a great weekend. 215-592-9494. And we'll get back to it. Looks like there's some more. I see somebody wants to talk about Daryl Morey. And Schwarber, not, I assume he doesn't want him to be the leadoff hitter either. But we'll get to those calls. And we'll get to more of your guesses. And that's for the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. And in dishonor of Kyle Quinn going in the dunk tank tomorrow at the Flyers Carnival. Person you'd most like to see in the dunk tank, and it's our opinion, to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, all great locations in Horsham, Fort Washington, and Lionville. Time now is 9:38. Are you hungry? Are you hungry? Well, if you're up in the morning, I don't know that most people aren't hungry in the morning. One of the best snacks. And it would be a great way to start your day. Tasty cake. Anytime. Anywhere. Pecan swirls. Dipping sticks. You can put them in the coffee. They're good. Dipping sticks. I'm telling you, I really enjoy them without the coffee. But you can do what you want. The powdered mini donuts. They're all terrific. The pies are great. I love the Tasty Claire pie. But they've got new products in pies. And I've tasted a lot of them, and they're all sensational. Whether it's lunchtime, whether it's later in the day, whether you're driving around in the car, candy cakes are great. I like the peanut butter. Butterscotch crimpets, great. It's just there's so many, many, many great and delicious products from Tasty Cake. So no matter what or when, Tasty Cake hits the spot every time. Tasty Cake, except no substitutes. Ninety-four WIP. All right, last segment. So let's rock and roll, and let's get as many calls as we can. And let's go to who's up first. It's Mike. Mike, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how you doing? Hey, is
another
there
day
anybody...
in paradise? Another day in paradise, Mike.
Can we get some general manager? You know the circles. It's like the Bob Myers that was at Golden State. That's in the wings that people really don't know about yet, and just get rid of Morey. I've given up on the Sixers. I just can't no matter what, it's as long as he's there, it's not no purpose watching them.
Yeah, he's not good enough. He's not smart enough. The fact that he squeezed all that money, he didn't have to squeeze it because Josh Harris, here's the problem. You know, if you want to really identify the problem, it's ownership. Their ownership is clueless. Josh Harris has no passion, little passion to win. You can't say no. Little passion to win. His passion is to make more money, more money, more money. And that's what he does. He's already raised ticket prices for next year. It's all about money. And if they win, hey, that's a great product, but that's not his objective. And the reason he gave Daryl Morey an extension, because now he's so focused on the football team in Washington that, oh, Daryl Morey probably told him, oh, I'll take care of things for you here. I'll make sure everything's all right, and I'll run things. And it starts at the top. And then he brings in a bad guy. So to answer your question, can they get a guy like that? The owner has no clue. He has no connections in basketball. He's got no clue. So you're asking him to identify somebody, and he's already extended him 3 years, and he still has years left on his contract. It's just this team, the 76ers, are buried. When I say buried, so deep that they have no shot to win a championship as long as he's running the team and under this core. It just, you can't be, okay, they lost a very, very talented player, no question, in losing Embiid. But you can't be this bad. If if you build the team to at least survive, they're not even surviving, with a team that he never built. He never put good people around him. Maxey's the only good player, and that was Elton Brand. Elton Brand got scouted and brought in Maxey. And Morey identified Elton Brand as the guy that was responsible. So what has he done? What has he done? Nothing.
Well, they keep it so mediocre that there's not enough anger to fire him.
But he's not engaged. Josh Harris is not engaged with this team. He's just not engaged. So it is terrible. I mean, no question. All right, who would you put in the dunk tank?
Well, these two get along good, and I got on late, so that might have been said the one. I was going to go with Josh Harris, and I don't know if that was said or not.
No, it was not said. Josh Harris would be good. Yeah, but see, you know, he owns the Devils, so I don't know if he'd do anything for the Flyers at their at their carnival. How about that? He owns two rivals of Philadelphia teams. Do you think he really cares about those Philadelphia teams?
Yeah, so we have enough Philly people hating them for the Flyers and from the Eagles. That's why I thought he'd be a good dunk tank guy.
Yeah, it would be a good one. All right, Mike, I appreciate and like the call. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're on WIP.
Yes, I always enjoy your show, and I definitely think Schwarber should get down in the lineup four or five or maybe
five is where I'd put him. The lineup I gave Rob Thompson when I was down there, he said he was going to keep it, has Schwarber hitting five, and that is the perfect spot for him. Perfect.
Yeah, you know, perfect. And the reasoning I think really makes a lot of sense. A home run is worth more with men on base.
Really? Pitchers, you think so, huh?
being sarcastic. Yes, I really had to dig deep for that one, yes.
Yeah, you did. Hey, what
pitchers,
part of Maryland are you
lose
in?
Paul, something.
What part of Maryland are you in?
I do live in Verna Park. It's close to Annapolis.
Oh, okay, boy, and you're a Philadelphia sports fan.
Well, I grew up in Warren, PA. That was more of a high-risk area since it's way up in the northwestern part of the state. But when I was a kid, I thought the name Philadelphia sounded nicer to my ears than then Pittsburgh. So I became a Philadelphia sports fan.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping Schwarber, I'm hoping Rob Thompson locks those, blocks his email from the analytics people, locks the door when they want to talk to him. All those, they built a separate building for the analytics people, which it just drives me crazy. Let's play the game. Let's play the game the way it's supposed to be played.
And then when a pitcher has to pitch from the stretch, especially if the runner is a threat.
We know all the benefits. All right,
Lose something, and Schwarber is a pole, a left-handed pole hitter.
Yeah, and well, there's a lot of reasons to put him there. All right, Paul, who is the person you'd most like to see in a dunk tank?
I would say that would be Aaron Rodgers. He has a right to go and say, "Hey, the vaccines
out of the box.
Were not a fit for me, but he really should go and say for everyone else." Use your doctor's and opinion. You know, don't go and become a person that gets in the way of people getting the care of
Aaron Rodgers. We know all the problems with Aaron Rodgers. So that's a good one. Thanks for the call, Paul. All right, let's try to get a couple more guesses in here. And who is that next? That's Ed. Ed, you're on WIP.
Morning, Howard. Longtime listener, occasional caller.
All right. Can you make your comments brief so we can get to your person in the dunk tank?
Absolutely. The thing about Joel Embiid, I would absolutely not bring him back for the season because, like you said, there's no possible way we're going to win a championship whatsoever.
No. Not a chance. Not even
a freaking glimmer of hope.
Well, they're just trying to sell tickets. That's the problem. It's all about making money. Yeah.
And don't ask Embiid how he feels. He'll say, "Oh, I feel good," and then he goes out on the court and he can't jump. So
can you see him playing 30 minutes a game? Not a chance.
Not a chance.
What did you want to say about Kenny Pickett? Make it quick.
When did we start showing interest in him? Like, you would know a lot better than me since you're
What Howie Roseman does, and you got to give him credit for this, he makes a lot of calls, checks a lot. You know with Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh, Kenny Pickett, you know, wasn't going to sniff anything. And I think Pittsburgh's making a mistake. Well, Russell Wilson's done, but nonetheless. And, you know, when you make the trade, they gave up less for Kenny Pickett. I don't think Justin Fields was really on the top of their list. They were just trying to get somebody that wouldn't cost them a lot in picks, and it was creative what they did with the picks. They gave up basically a seventh-round pick next year. That's basically it. So he's a backup quarterback, but that's okay. I'm okay with that.
I think he'll be coached up well in Philly.
Well, yeah, but if Jalen Hurts doesn't play well, they're in trouble anyway. All right, who would you most like to see in the dunk tank?
Given the current state of the economy, Joe Biden.
Well, we're not going to get political, all right?
Okay.
I think you're making a mistake. The economy's actually very good. I hate to break the news to you, but the economy's actually very good. So that's a lie by the other side. But I don't want to get into it. So that's a fallacy and a lie.
I'm just going by the price.
You're going by nonsense. So who else would you like to put there?
Cowboy Jim.
Okay, I'll put that down. All right. You're not going to win. Let's go to Warren. Warren, you're on WIP.
Hi, Howard. Thanks for taking my call. I know time is short.
Time is real short. Can you just give me your dunk tank?
Yes.
And I hate to cut you off.
I'd like to put Joshua Harris in the tank because of what he's doing with this arena in Center City in Chinatown.
Yeah, which is going to be a complete – if it ever happens, it will be a disgrace and a disaster for the city.
Yeah.
Crime, people aren't taking SEPTA. There's way worse than any of your other candidates for this dunk tank. Yeah, well, you know, you make some great points, but Josh Harris has been said, but I appreciate the call. Thanks.
Thank you.
Right. All right, Justin. Justin Morgenstein is back at the studio. I mean, we can choose from James Franklin, Josh Harris, Aaron Rodgers was a good one to jump up. People should have put, I would have put Herb, the caller, in there. So we don't have to hear Herb under bubbles is better than hearing Herb live anyway. But nobody said Herb. LaFraud James, Scott Boras, my son was a good one, but, you know, he's been pushed down the list. All right, so who do you like, Justin? We'll see. I'll see if I agree with that.
Hey, he's managing to, you know, screw up both of my favorite football teams right now. So I'm in all in on the James Franklin answer if you like that one.
Yeah, James Franklin is pretty good. And that would be a way to – well, you'd get two things out of that. You'd shut him up, and he wouldn't be able to coach Penn State. So then we are, those Penn State people, and I'm not one of those we, would have a chance to at least make the national championship playoffs. They're increasing it to 12 in a couple of years. I don't think he even makes the playoff system at 12. But whatever. I'll go with that. And Gary is from – that was Gary from where?
Vineland.
Okay, from Vineland, New Jersey. Gary, you win the $100 gift certificate. There's so many – you know, Aaron Rodgers is right on the tip of my tongue. And even my dogs agree. Right on the tip of my tongue, too. But I'll take James Franklin. All right. So they win the $100. Gary wins the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. Great locations, great places in Horsham, Fort Washington, and Lionville. So everybody have a great weekend. Phillies baseball later this afternoon. Coming up next, Glenn Macnow, Mike Sielski. Am I correct in those two guys coming up?
You are correct.
Okay. Everybody have a great weekend. And Justin Morgenstein, thanks to you for helping me on the other side. The time now is 9:57.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.